Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ruchika Suk. Good morning, and I'm an intuitive energy healer, and today we are talking about going from surviving to thriving right now. And we'll be doing some very heavy energy clearings around this topic, because this show is especially for people who've been stuck in situations or stuck in certain energies or relationships, and either have been continuously fighting it and their bodies have constantly become attuned to the fighting mode, or have been running away from situations or relationships or any kind of energies, resisting life in a way. And the third category of people is those who've been stuck in, whether it's depression or it could be just indecision, it could be procrastination, delay, those kind of energies. And even if it's not simply an energetic state, even if it has already become a part of your physiology, a part of your biology, and your cells are already in that mode, and that started reflecting as, certain bodily conditions. It could be PTSD or anxiety or panic attacks or chronic fatigue, or it could be that your body has developed already some, organically the structure of the cell has shifted. We are going to reverse that. And it is an essential part of reyouthing, regeneration, and rejuvenation, because unless we are able to completely relax the body, the healing doesn't kick in, right? So the very foundation of abundance, of health, of excellent, healthy, loving, supportive relationships with yourself and with others and with everything else that we experience in life is a state of calmness, a state of relaxation, a state of neutrality, a state of bliss. Bliss is not over-expecting, right? We can experience bliss in every moment. So, but whatever situation, whatever state of mind, state of body you're in, just take in a deep breath, take in fact, 3 or 4 deep breaths, or as many deep breaths as you want. Inhale through the nose, just be guided by your body. The body doesn't lie. The body is always telling the truth, right? It reflects exactly what your state of consciousness has been until now. And the moment you start shifting it, the body starts to shift. It's a perfect reflection of everything that you have ever thought or allowed in your space. So taking in a deep, lung-filled breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, just releasing, and in fact releasing the sound of just allowing yourself to feel you, that you are relaxed, saying that, okay, I end this war now. I end this war with myself. I end this battled life. I allow myself to come into this moment, feeling absolutely relaxed, feeling absolutely at one with myself, feeling absolutely one with life. Another deep breath, and as you breathe deeply, allow yourself to release all thoughts, feelings, and emotions of the past. Allowing yourself to come into this moment 100%, collecting your consciousness from across all universes, across all space, lifetimes, dimensions, across this life, across your childhood, everywhere that you are still stuck in the consciousness, past, future, bringing yourself back into this moment and anchoring this feeling of mindfulness into your body right now. And everywhere that there is any noise in your environment or in your mind, it's the same. Telling that noise that right now I'm just going to tune out of you. And if there are any noisy people in your life, it's mentally telling them that, sorry, I don't have the bandwidth for your noise anymore. You can continue making it, but I'm just going to tune out of you right now. Wonderful. Being completely at ease, and you're now taking your consciousness high up to the center of the universe, merging with the infinite and eternal divine consciousness, with the consciousness of the source. And everywhere that there is any resistance and any noise and any people who don't want you to disconnect, telling them that this is my time, I'm going to take my time. And it's okay for me to take this time off. This is my time. And I decide how I spend my time and my energy. Cutting off all unhealthy cords, taking all your consciousness high up into the center of the universe, merging with the infinite and eternal God self or higher self or source, whatever you may choose to call it. This consciousness knows the past, present, and future. And as you merge with this consciousness, you feel that every anxiety, every thought is simply getting dissolved. Every trauma of the past is healing because you are in the light of your higher self, which is complete wisdom, complete love, complete peace, unconditional love towards you. And now, as you have completely merged with this energy, pulling down this energy back into your body, anchoring your soul back into your body, bringing down this energy through your crown, into your third eye, cleansing your third eye, cleansing your crown of your inner power, cleansing your psychic senses, anchoring it deeper, bringing this powerful golden light, cleansing, flushing your body clean through your heart, through your solar plexus, through your sacral, through your root chakra, and cleansing everywhere that there are any resistances to life, everywhere that you have hardened up, densed up, you've tightened up your body, your mind, the spirit, cleansing all of that and allowing yourself to rise in frequency, allowing the atoms in your body to vibrate at a frequency that's much higher, feeling much, much lighter than you normally do. Because you're breaking the status quo, you're changing it now. You're changing the state of consciousness. Pulling down this divine golden energy through your legs, through your feet, deep into Mother Earth. Rooting it into the core of Mother Earth. And as you ground it, feeling a union with Mother Earth's energies that are infinitely abundant, that are offering you everything that you need in life. The food, the nourishment, the healing, the love, relationships, opportunities, everything that you desire. Mother Earth is already supporting you unconditionally. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, where you've come from, Mother Earth does not discriminate. She is giving her blessings to everyone equally, no matter what you've done in the past. No matter how bad you've been, no matter how mad people have been to you, letting all those patterns go of guilt, shame, obligation, of not wanting to receive, and saying that, yes, I'm a divine child of Mother Earth and the Divine Father, and I'm willing to receive everything 100% because I have a right to it. I claim this. I claim this as the divine child. Taking in a deep breath and pulling off all the healing, nourishing energies of Mother Earth. Yeah, wonderful. And now pulling it up, through your legs, feeling your legs, your feet unshackling from the energies of the past everywhere. So the legs, when you have chronic fatigue, when you have depression or anxiety or anything, then to the legs and the feet are the first things to get affected, and we don't even get to know it because they're the ones that start holding on to all the toxins, the stuck energy. So everywhere in, on, around your feet, that you are holding on to any feeling of stagnation, can you now let it go across all time, space, and all lifetimes? Can you now come to clear alignment and a clear and powerful ability to take all your decisions and move forward in your life towards your 100% divine reality? Everywhere that you are scared that things won't be perfect, or you won't be perfect, or that you're not perfect, everywhere you've been told that you're not perfect, can you release that belief from across all levels of your being? Your physical cellular memory, from your subconscious and conscious mind, and from your life, everywhere it's being reflected back, clearing the energies of that across all time, space, lifetimes, and all universes. Everywhere you've created this energy, you've projected this energy at other people, that other people are not perfect or situations are not perfect, clearing that across all time, space. Everything that's happening right now is absolutely perfect because it's a direct result of what has happened in the past. Every cause has a consequence. So everything that's happening is actually a perfect reflection of what has happened in the past, the causes that have come about. If you want things to be different, stepping into action, stepping into alignment with guided, powerful action, clearing all the energy to taking the guided, powerful action. And everywhere that there's fear. Fear is the biggest killer of motivation, and you know, that's what drives up the love, drives up every other positive emotion. Releasing all the fear that you are picking up from across generations and all lifetimes. Release it now and transmuting it into divine love and divine abundance. So be aware that your body has become used to certain emotions and the chemicals that are released through certain emotions. Be aware that your body has become used to fear, anger, aggression. Everywhere that your body has become used to frustration, hesitation, delay, procrastination, clearing, deleting, and creating from muting that. Wonderful. And now everywhere that your consciousness has run away somewhere, that it's not in your body, that it doesn't want to come back, can you please talk to that part of you that doesn't want to be in the body, that has experienced so much stress, trauma, and anxiety, that this life does not seem very attractive? Can you please speak to that part of you that doesn't want to come back in this body? And can we please invite that part in now, apologizing for the past where we couldn't stand up for ourselves, where you couldn't provide yourself the kind of atmosphere, the kind of environment that you needed to thrive. It is your responsibility to give yourself the environment that you need in order to thrive. Everywhere you are allowing yourself to be passive in life. Everywhere you are not giving yourself the food, the activity, the movement, the energies the affirmations, the feelings, the love, the care, the joy, the company, relationships, people, the experiences that you need to feel that this life is absolutely wonderful and awesome, and every moment can be even better than the one before that. That everything's going from good to better and to better and to better. Can you please tell that part that things are much better now, and they're going to be much better? Much, much better. And invite that part in to come back into your body. And you're showering yourself with all the love that you had actually wanted from outside before. Now you are taking an active role in your life and showering yourself with all the love and the relaxation and the care and the opportunities and all the power. Of course, the power is so important when loving. Empowered loving is so different from loving unconditionally, but without power. The weak cannot love truly. Everywhere that you allow abuse to happen in relationships or in traumatic situations, can you now take a stand for yourself against the abuser? You don't have to hold emotion against the abuser. However, can you take a stand and say no to abuse everywhere that it has happened or it is still happening in your life? It could be physical abuse, could be emotional trauma. And there are so many kinds of emotional abuse. So many kinds of emotional abuse that we don't even recognize often. It can be something which is as simple as someone always keeping you in a chaotic or crisis situation. Aware that someone has always kept you on your toes, that's abuse. In a way, of course, maybe they have not done it consciously, but can you acknowledge to yourself that was messed up? I now deserve to live a life that's completely relaxed, at ease with myself and with life, and life is supporting me infinitely. Universe is supporting me infinitely as I begin to support myself. Everywhere that language was used to hurt you, or everywhere that language was used to mess you up, to create like a loop in your mind, can you let all loops unloop? Can you unloop them, unfolding your consciousness, straightening your consciousness out, healing, soothing your consciousness? Everywhere language, behavior, energy, or nonverbal behavior, any kind of communication was used to create pain, to tell you that you're not okay, to invalidate you, to prevent you from setting up boundaries, to prevent you from being assertive. Can you let that go? Can you let all the energies and the patterns of such communication release from your space across all time, space, and all lifetime? And at the same time, can we suggest to your brain? Brain is extremely, fluid, and it has the ability to generate itself, regenerate itself. Can you tell your brain, the conscious part, the most conscious part of your brain, to now create new neural pathways? To create new neural pathways that are healthy, that help you believe that you can receive from life, you can receive from yourself, you can receive infinitely and eternally. And in fact, you are receiving every moment because you're breathing. You're receiving unconditionally from the universe all the abundance that you need, allowing your neural pathways to be rebuilt in a way that you can tap into these resources more and more. Everywhere that you're coming in the way of you experiencing life 100%, or allowing life to flow through you, everywhere you're putting up any resistance, can you not tell every level of your being? Can you tell your brain? Can you switch that, they turn that switch off in the brain, which tells you to be always at guard and like in the fight flight mode, provided that you physically create those circumstances around yourself, of course. Can you tell yourself the war is over? And every memory, every burden that you're carrying no longer serves you. It's now time for you to allow your higher self to, and your spiritual team to take care of it. For a physical vessel to be completely light once again. Giving yourself an alkaline wash. Everywhere that your body has become acidic, everywhere that your muscles have tightened, everywhere that you are unable to let the body relax. Telling the body, the muscles, cells, nerves, telling your heart, telling your brain that it's now time to completely relax and be at ease. Take in 3 deep breaths once again. Letting go of all and everything that's in the way of your bliss and of receiving infinite blessings. And everywhere that people have still put cords within you, on you, around you, everywhere that people are corded within you, on you, around you, or you have corded into other people, on them, around them, clearing all such cords across all time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, and realities, cutting these cords, clearing the energy of them, retracting your energies across all relationships that have been abusive or that have not been fully functional and healthy and loving. And extracting other people's energies from within you and sending them back to them with a blessing of awareness. And receiving your own energies after being cleansed from them. Stepping into 100% responsibility of your life so that you are able to reclaim all your power and responsibility back within you. And everywhere that you are surrounded by infinite abundance, but you cannot see it, attuning your inner senses to start identifying and appreciating all the infinite opportunities that are passing by, that are within your space in every moment. Opportunities for abundance, for love, for sharing, for giving to yourself. The infinity breath is a vital component of your transformation process, okay? So it's a rhythmic breath where you connect directly to the root and through the root into the center of the Mother Earth, feeling with every breath you're connecting to the core of Mother Earth and feeling your root chakra just relax. Taking in a deep breath once again, letting your root chakra relax even more. Taking in a deep breath and once again, and now inviting from your divine soul blueprint, from your perfected divine soul blueprint, everywhere that your divine soul blueprint was ruptured or anything was it was damaged, correcting that across all time, space, and all lifetimes, and integrating within it the vibrational formula of abundance, and accepting it as your truth. Accepting the vibrational formula of abundance in every cell of your body. Accepting the vibrational formula of abundance in every part of your DNA structure. It has now become a part of your energetic signature, and everywhere you go, you will carry with you the frequency patterns of abundance that will radiate forth from the front and back portals of your solar plexus, in an infinity sign, and it will create a constant flow of abundance in all the highest interest of you and the highest goodness for the universe. Remember that in order to manifest this desire, you must be clear and define what you wish to create and clearly envision it. You are a conscious creator of your life, and the God consciousness and all your attributes and qualities are helping you create everything you desire. You live in complete comfort and safety and stability. You are in just crystal clear awareness of your being the creator of your reality and completely relaxed in the creatorship. Namaste, have a wonderful day, and feel free to drop in a message about any clearings that you want to request. Thank you very much. Goodbye.